Greetings, my name is the Reverend Lisa Mason, and I have the great honor of being the rector of St. John's Episcopal Church in Larchmont. I pray that you enjoy this time together. I'm inviting you to open your minds and hearts to whatever message God is sending you during this sermon.
So our scriptures today have some very important themes that I want to kind of delve into and hopefully tie together for you. The first one is the word covenant. We are in a covenant relationship with God. From the very beginning of time, throughout scripture, God is renewing, never stopping and starting over, always entering a covenant relationship with us. From the time of Noah, Abraham, Moses, today we hear the covenant of Jeremiah. And every covenant, when you get down to the root of it, is God's promise that God will be our God and we will be God's people. It is a covenant. A covenant is a relationship initiated by God with no end date. It is a covenant. It is now, always has been, always will be a covenant. It's not a contract. It doesn't have a start date and an end date. It's not a letter of agreement with at-will participation. God wills it forever. It is a relationship initiated by God. What has nuanced, what's changed as God makes those covenants throughout time is how God asks us to pass it on. God longs for us to tell the story, but you hear in this covenant with Jeremiah today that we often fall short of telling the story. So this time God says, I'm going to do something different. I am going to write my love and my law on your heart, indelibly forever. That God loves us, that God is desiring for us to live the way that God wants us, to live, a way of mercy, a way of love, a way of forgiveness, a way of grace, so that it is written on our heart forever. Jesus's covenant continues God's covenant, that God will be our God and we will be God's people, but Jesus's covenant also promises that we are made new over and over again. And in the gospel, it describes the way what Jesus means by how he is going to die. That when he died, when he's raised up on the cross and he dies and he's buried, he will be raised again. He will ascend to the Father and he will always be with us and we will live forever. We are a people of covenant. We make a covenant with God at our baptism, of how we are promising to strive to lose our life in order to gain it, to take our desires that take us away from God and let them go and turn back to God and spread love, respect, dignity, seek and serve the Christ in others. What an incredible gift. In the gospel today, we see a beautiful example of remembering that we are never alone. When we say, I will, at our baptism, first of all, we say what? Our will with God's help. And you can't be baptized by yourself. One person cannot do any sacrament in the Episcopal Church. If none of you are here today, even Dorothy, if none of you were here today, I would not take the Eucharist. We are bound to one another in this covenant of God. And we're bound together with God's help, and with the help of those with whom we live and move and have our being. And in this gospel today, this gospel comes shortly after the rising of Lazarus. Now you can imagine that got just a tad bit of attention in the country. This man has been dead for 3 days, buried, and Jesus makes him alive again. So at the time of the festival, not only are there the Jews and the Gentiles that would normally go, but it's a little extra crowded that year, because people are desperate to lay their eyes on this man who has risen someone from the dead after 3 days. And so there were Greeks, there were people coming from everywhere. And I just want you to put yourself in the place of Philip for a moment. One of these Greeks comes up to Philip and says, we, his group with him, want to see Jesus. And now you would want to say, I'd be like, come on with me, I'll take you right to him. But Philip's thinking, first of all, they're not in the fold. They're foreigners. I don't know what Jesus has got a lot going on. I don't want to interrupt him. I don't know what to do. I'll go get Andrew. That's what God longs for us to do. When we're unsure, when you don't feel like you're enough on your own, find one another and together answer God's call. So he goes to Andrew, and immediately Andrew says, okay, let's go bring him to Jesus. And in their midst, we hear the voice of God for the third time. I have glorified my son, and I will glorify him again. We also have the voice of God to keep us in this covenant. Now, I pray you have heard the voice of God in your life, whether it is a silent whisper that makes its way into your heart and into your head, or it's through the voice of another, just when you needed it. We do have the voice of God. I pray that you have hearts and ears and eyes to look for it and listen to it. We are not alone. We are not alone ever. God is always with us. God will be our God, and we will be God's people. I pray that as you walk around in your daily life, that you know without a doubt that you have the love and law of God inscribed indelibly on your heart. Nothing you can do will ever erase that, ever. When I think about that every day, I can't wait to share that good news with others. This past Thursday night, we had a great blessing of having Leora Frankel, the rabbi associate at Larchmont Temple, with us. And I really felt this gospel when we were standing in this Old Testament story, when we were standing next to one another, telling our stories, telling what it means for us to gather around the table and tell our story. Today, when we're saying the Eucharist, I want you to read the Eucharistic prayer as a story. It's the story of creation and our role in it. And we relive and remember the promise that we have life forever, that death is no longer fatal, but we live forever in the presence of God. As Leora opened up the Seder, they tell their story of God saving them from bondage into new life. May we remember without a doubt that we have the love of God on our heart, no matter how far we feel from God, no matter how close, no matter how sad, how desperate, so angry, doubtful, that never leaves us. May we find ways to tell that story so that people know that they are never out of the scope of God's love. May we be a people in a place that are willing to come alongside someone who may seem very different from us, someone that might seem like a foreigner new in our midst, and welcome them with the story of God's abundant, unconditional love. That kind of love and that kind of sharing the story really can change the way we live, not only in the safety of this place, but even more importantly, out there in the world. It is our mission. May we, with God's help, carry it out. Amen.
Thank you again for this time together. I pray that we always remember that we are part of a much bigger story, the story of God's love for God's people, and the call for us to learn how to love God and learn how to love each and every other person we encounter with the kind of love that God has for us. And now for a blessing. Be present to today. Do not be anxious about what might happen tomorrow. The same God who cares for you today will care for you tomorrow. God will either shield you from suffering, or you will be given the unfailing strength to bear it. So be at peace then, and cast aside all anxious thoughts and imaginations, And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you this day and remain with you forever. Amen.